Thank you very much. This is National Financing for Pacifica, November 12th, 2019. This is a regular biweekly meeting, and having reached quorum, we are going to take the roll. Mr. Secretary.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mansoor Sabah. James Sagerton.
Here.
Nancy Sorden. Tamara Swiderski. Okay, that's eight, and that's a quorum.
All right. So first up is, after roll call, is approving the agenda, item three. I made a couple of additions to the actually, it was all hot out of the oven 45 minutes ago. I just wonder if everybody obtained the last copy, which I believe was sent out around 10 Pacific time, 8 Eastern. It would have 11 items on the agenda if you have the most recent revised copy. Do you want me to read it? I can read it.
Yeah, could you read it? Because I'm driving, Chris, so I haven't looked at it.
No, okay. Not a problem. Okay. So having dispensed with the convening and roll call, this item is approving the agenda. Next up is minutes approval for 5 minutes for the last meeting, which was October 22nd. The next item is Yahoo backup storage situation discussion, 10 minutes. Item six is a pension discussion. I'll let R. Paul lead that one. Seven is a NEDA ICFO discussion regarding the emails and the status of those two entities within Pacifica. Item eight is Pacifica WBAI sustainability general discussion. That was an item that I brought. Item nine is a sustainability motion, which should have arrived in your inboxes sometime within the last hour. I think Bill actually send it out to that as well. And then item 10, I'd like, and that's 15 minutes, sorry. Item 10, I'm requesting that the committee move the meeting back 1 hour for our next meeting, if possible. If it isn't possible, we'll have to elect a pro tem chair because I have to be out of that meeting by 6:30 Pacific. And then adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Are there any additions or changes to that agenda that anybody would like to make?
Before we start, convene time should be 8:30.
Oh, shoot, I keep doing that. That's the second week in a row. I'm sorry about that.
Right. On number four, just have it minutes approval, because the minutes we have aren't from the last meeting, they're from the meeting before. Backup and storage situation. I'm just going to take the hyphen out. Okay.
They're for the meeting before, R. Paul?
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Oh, okay. You're right. I did see that. I saw that, 10-8. You're right. You're right. Okay. That was an error.
Let's see.
You need me to send that back around, or are we kind of making changes on the fly here?
I'm changing it right here for me, so I get it in a minute.
Okay.
But,
okay.
That's it that I'm looking at right here.
Okay. Anybody else?
This is James with a question.
Sure, James. Go ahead.
We have a quote-unquote humble request from one of the directors. Donald Goldmacher requesting that NETA undertake a thorough review and create, I guess, some kind of a report based on all of their work, and he wants the whole organization to put its back into the effort to give us prognostications on our future and our current condition. And he's asking them to do this as an individual, and I just am curious if that would be part of the Finance Committee's bailiwick to suggest that that would be a matter for the entire PNB, and perhaps to go through the Finance Committee first rather than one director requesting that NEDA do something that sounds like it would be quite expensive.
Yeah, and I have an additional concern about that as well, and that's that can we make this part of the Pacifica WBAI sustainability general discussion? I was slightly off topic, but I think it feeds right into it. I have my own misgivings about that approach. Or are you suggesting that we should have an additional item to discuss that?
No, if as the chair you feel that it's appropriate as part of that discussion, that's fine.
Yeah, I'd like to just modify that discussion item slightly so that this fits in with it. It actually kind of goes in with the NEDA ICFO discussion as well. So either one of those places would be fine. Now that I think of it, I think it's going to feed in very nicely to the discussion tonight, actually. Part of it will fit into 7 and part of it will fit into 8 because, yeah, there are issues associated with creating time demands on our ICFO and NEDA at this point, and we should definitely bring those up and talk about them. It's an interesting situation right now and quite fluid, I would add, and it's worthy of it's worthy of some talk. So
good.
I will dedicate myself to that. Sure.
So is somebody,
anything else?
Is somebody making the motion to approve the agenda?
I was just about to do that. Can the chair do that? If I can, I would like to move to approve this agenda. Okay. Do I hear any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. First item up is minutes approval, but it's not for 10:22 as I specified there. It's for 10:08. R. Paul sent that out, I believe, last night. Is that right, R. Paul? I think that's right. And
yesterday
evening. So I briefly looked through it, and I didn't see anything that appeared to be an error. Does anybody have any additions or changes to make to those minutes? Hearing none, I would like to move to approve those minutes. Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, the minutes are approved for 10-8-2019. Okay, next up on the agenda was a little project that I saddled R. Paul with, which was looking into backup and storage solutions for Yahoo, which has that already happened at this point? Is that frozen? Is our backup frozen? Yeah, it is, isn't it, R. Paul? I think our backup's frozen now.
No.
Or is it not? Surprise.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing that's going on is that on some groups it's normal. Like I sent the minutes in and I did it in the usual way and it's all there. It's as if nothing has happened. However, on other groups people are sending attachments higgledy-piggledy, as some people will do. And when you go to look at them, well, first of all, you get an error message if you look at them in a usual way. But if you go to the one little part that usually will always show you something, even when it's, you know, things aren't so great with Yahoo, you get a pink rectangle. I think it's a 50 by 100 pixel rectangle, and it's just pink, nothing. It's just this teeny-weeny image, and so it appears that Yahoo is going through this piece by piece which is understandable because they, which is probably why they're saying, you know, everybody had like 2 months to get their stuff down, because when you go, when you look at what they have and what some groups have, it's a gigantic amount. I can't imagine how many terabytes Yahoo has invested in all of this stuff, because you have to understand that whereas we put up spreadsheets and, you know, Word documents and minutes and all of this, other groups on Yahoo are full of people's photographs of pussycats playing the piano, videos of the same thing, and, you know, whatever anybody wants to put up there. And generally a group will have a 2 gigabyte limit to what, to how much stuff it could put up there. And I know that there are in the world groups that have had to move around a bit because they've filled it up multiple times. I think what they're doing is looking at somehow, I don't know how they're dividing it, but they're looking at certain things and they're stopping any uploading to certain places, but other places they haven't gotten to yet. Now, as of last Tuesday morning, I managed to put up the managed to grab hold of all of the stuff, everything we had up there, and it was easier than I thought it would be. They made it kind of relatively easy, and I just had to wait a while for them to put it together, and then I just downloaded it, and I have this large file. And so as of last Tuesday, we've got everything.
That's wonderful.
One thing I'm thinking is maybe I'll wait until sometime in December. Let's see, when's our... I'm reaching over. Okay, the 14th is when they do it. And, of course,
our meeting is before then.
I may not be on the NFC anymore. Because there's going to be elections for treasurers. But whichever way, at the last possible time I can do it, I will once again grab everything, and that'll be terminal of whatever's up there. So we have that. Now, in terms of the mailing lists back and forth, we can still do that, and that's what's going to keep on. Yahoo groups will continue to exist, but it'll just allow these email exchanges to happen. You won't be able to attach stuff, I guess, and you can't post things and say, go here, but we can still talk back and forth to each other, and so that seems like it's going to keep on going. People have suggested various things for going to someplace else for those email exchanges. I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea, because a lot of places, one of which I won't name, but I can think of in particular, they make their living, and it's quite a huge living, by mining all the data you put in there. So, you know, everything we would put up there would be mined by AIs, and they would be distributed as these people please. And so I'm kind of leery of that. One thing, this is a suggestion that some of us brought up years and years ago. Pacifica might want to think about creating a place to put data in Pacifica. I mean, if it's not, you know, gigantic for the whole world, if it's just for, like, the committees and all of that, Pacifica could set up something where, like, the NFC would have, you know, some place to go on some Pacifica server that would simply be where we put our files and stuff. The PNB could have it. Each of the committees could have it. And, you know, we could do it that way. We could put files someplace. I don't know how other people think about that or if Pacifica management would even consider it, but that might be something to do. That way also the files would actually be confidential, because right now all the files we have up on Yahoo, anybody could look, you know, anybody who works for Yahoo who has access could probably look at it. They probably don't care, but you know, it's possible. So anyway, so that's the deal. In terms of losing all of our history, not going to happen. In terms of do we want to keep with Yahoo as where we exchange emails, that's something I guess we can discuss at some point. My thought is, why bother changing? See how they go with it. The only other difference will be that people can't just waltz into your mailing list, which is sort of how it is for us anyway. Our default is that for like the NFC, you have to be put on there and invited specifically. And in other groups that Yahoo has, people just join. So they're changing it, and it won't affect us at all. So that's what I have to say.
All right. Thank you, R. Paul. Is there anybody for the stack? I have two questions.
Bill,
anybody else does? Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks. And thank you, R. Paul, for grabbing all those files. That's good. I agree that I think it'd be good to have something on Pacifica.org. In fact, the governance committee had a work group that was talking about doing that, and we talked to some of our Pacifica tech people. Excuse me. And, you know, it's a lot more complicated than just the National Finance Committee, because there's lots of other files, that some of which need to be public or should be public, like a lot of financial stuff. But there's also confidential stuff. You know, we got, and Netta has a lot of it because they sort of took over a lot of the national office functions, but they've got personnel files, of course, that needs to be confidential, and contracts and other things like that that used to be at the national office. And with no physical national office, it makes more sense to have this online where people that have authorization, need access, can get it. But then we also have our governance, various committees and things like that too. And there's audits, and there's lots and lots of files associated with audits, for example. So I don't know what the right answer is, but I think the general consensus was, yeah, it would be great to have it somehow managed by Pacifica, but right now we don't have the people to do that. So if there's a way of getting volunteers to help with that, that's possible, but we don't have a solution yet. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Anybody else? Okay, the two questions I had were, let's see. I'm going to ask the second one first. I'm trying to remember what I meant by the first thing that I wrote down here. The second question I had was, if we used an internal server, would there be a way of walling that server off in such a way that the section in which the group information was stored would be protected from the rest of the server? That was question one. The other question I had was regarding access to the file that you downloaded, the data that you downloaded. Did you check it for completeness after you did that download, R. Paul?
Well, the first thing here, for the first question, could we wall it off? That's just a technical question. The answer is yes, of course. You know, it's up to whoever's handling it. There are different ways to do it. You can make, for instance, password protected subdirectories or you can have various different ways of doing it. Usually passwords are what most people use. So it can be done. It's just up to people, the technical people doing it, to decide how they want to do it. Access to the file IDL, yes. I did look, and I didn't look a lot, but I've looked at it, and it seems to be there. In fact, I could probably go and look at that any time now. You're getting me curious, so I'm going to take a look. Let's see, where did I put that? Well, I probably shouldn't be looking for it while we're in the middle of a meeting, but I will.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll look at it and triple check it, all right? But I looked at
okay.
it, and I saw a bunch of files, and it looks like it's all there.
Okay. So the time for this item's up, but I'm kind of I want to keep this moving forward if we can. Do you have a suggested plan of action at this point, R. Paul, or should we formulate?
I mean, the most important thing is the history will not vaporize. And as I said, I think, in my opinion, for at least now, we should probably stay with the Yahoo group and keep, you know, emailing back and forth. If there's a problem, if a problem develops with that, yeah, we should do something. But I think we should probably stick with that for now and see what else happens. And as for where to put all of our old stuff, that is a question. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there are there are various places. You know, there is the cloud. The cloud is, of course, somebody else's server again. There's no such thing as
right.
cloud. It's just a server that somebody gave a jazzy name to. And so do we want to put it on some server somewhere and hope that they don't snoop on it? You know, that's something we should probably discuss. Again, we have until the middle of December to try to come up with a solution for that. On the other hand, how often do we look into our old history?
Not very. It would be mostly for forensic analysis. You know, if we if some contentious point came up and we wanted to do some research on it, it would be about the same sort of access that one would library, like a legal library particularly, where you were just doing research on a certain historical item that you needed to know something about, and you would have to dig through the mountains of paper or books in order to find it. So that would be the, you know, nobody's going to, this is not a pleasure reading site. Nobody's going to go through and look at this stuff for fun. It would only be of interest to anybody who is trying to research something important. So I guess useful as a researching tool and not too useful as anything else. So I guess, you know, if it were stored in a way that made it somewhat inaccessible, it would probably still be okay. Because this wouldn't be for regular use. That having been said, it would be nice if it were easy to access it for uploading information so that, you know, we could do the bi-weekly meetings that way. Let's circle back again in 2 weeks and see if we have any additional time and dedicate maybe the same amount of time to it again and see if we can come to some sort of conclusion about what should be done and who to take that to. Does that sound all right with everyone?
Okay.
So hearing no questions, further questions on this item, let's move on to the item number 6, which is a pension discussion. That's another item that R. Paul brought up. This is 15 minutes, so I'll watch the time on this. R. Paul, I didn't remember the specifics of this item, so if you could just introduce it and carry it forward, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Chair Mansoor is here. Can I be recognized?
Hey, Mansoor. Yes,
hi,
thank you, Mansoor. Thank you for attending.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Too many items on the plate right now. So I'm just joining
That's
right
fine.
Now. Thank you.
That's fine. You didn't miss very much. We just approved the minutes and went through the Yahoo backup and storage situation, which we're actually going to bring up in the next meeting. So you didn't miss much. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Right, okay,
so,
thank you.
Regarding the pension, a former WBAI employee contacted me, and he actually brought me this letter from NETA, and if I can get it out of the envelope. And basically this person was one of the people who got let go in 2013 when WBAI downsized enormously. And so it's basically telling him that he has a certain amount of money that they owe him. And it seems to be saying that he has to wait until they get it all audited. And they say, let's see, oh, this is fine print. Basically, they've gone through, they've audited some of the backlog of pension stuff, but they haven't done it all. And there are like, I don't know, three or four years of pension plan that they have to audit yet. And it looks like they're not going to be able to pay anybody this money until such time as they get the audits done. And I'm just wondering if, like, every former employee in Pacifica has gotten this, because again, this is from somebody who was who left in 2013, and it references. This thing actually makes a reference to quite a few years ago, and makes a reference to 1995. So now this person actually was working at BAI in 1995, but I don't know. I'm wondering if anybody knows if Pacifica is able to pay this yet, and two, if we're going to get all of a sudden years and years of former employees at some point saying, okay, your audits are done at last, so start paying us, and will Pacifica be able to pay all that, or will it be a huge drain all of a sudden? So I don't know if anybody here has an answer to that, but that's sort of the question.
Well, let me just step in for a moment and say that I have a partial answer if nobody else has a more fulsome one. I'm guessing that somebody else probably does. Can I ask, is there like a pension subcommittee or something out there in Pacifica that's handling this issue? I thought there was, or I wouldn't ask this question.
Fred here.
Does anybody know?
Fred here. I believe the audit committee is handling that.
That's what I think, too. So, yeah, I thought it was handled as part of one of the other committees. Go ahead, Mansoor. I'll get to you in a second, Bill. Sorry.
Yeah, I think all our pensions been paid off, everybody. The ones that we know on the books, especially with KPFK and the rest of Pacifica, because that was national labor came down hard on us and told us that we have to pay it. So I know KPFK in July or in August made its last payment towards that. So that's all I know. So I don't know if anybody else is eligible to receive any of that or not. But all I know, it's all been paid off. We are current.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bill?
Yeah, I don't think all the pension audits are up to date, so I think that letter's right. And by the way, is a letter from Primark or from somebody else?
NETA.
From NETA. Okay. Well, at any rate, Primark's a pension administrator, but there is a pension administrative committee that the PNB set up at the urging of our ERISA attorneys back, I believe, last winter. I believe it only has two people. It's not a governance committee. It's just for the pension. And one of those people just resigned this last week. So, they're not the ones doing the work, but they're supposed to be overseeing it. So, if that answers your question.
Bill, I thought we paid everybody off according to the National Labor or
I think so. I think the money has been set aside. I don't know if it's actually been transferred to Primark. Part of the problem was not knowing how much money each employee account needed, because it's complicated. You have to go back for each employee for each year and figure out how much you need to go in, and then adjust for interest and other things that, you know, should have been accumulated. So I don't know if all that's worked done or not.
I know as a fact that KPFK made its $23,600. I could be wrong with a few dollars here and there. We made our last payment towards pension, and we are caught up. And we were, I think, the last to catch up with our stuff. So All right. Well, that's all I know.
Nancy, you have a comment?
I'm here. Nancy's here.
Oh, okay.
I have a.
So I got a message from Eileen, who sits on audit. She chairs. This is what she said. She said they're sending out payments little by little. I know because as trustee, I have to sign on the checks. And then she says she has a little bit more to say, but I'll let you know what else she has to say and fill you in a little bit more on this. Oh wait, here it comes. I believe that all the monies owed by stations have been paid into accounts as escrow, at least for past years. So that's the word from the audit chair.
So I was right about that, Mansoor. Thank you.
Nancy,
question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Nancy. Yeah, she's on the, as a trustee, she's on the administrative committee for the pensions, which is the committee that Bill was talking about that was set up, but it was set up last summer.
Ah, that's what the committee, administrative committee. Yeah, got it. Okay, thank you, Nancy. Okay. Arpal, does that address in a fulsome way, or at least a partial way, the question that you brought tonight?
Most of it, yes. I do have one final part of it.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going through this, and people said, you mean there's a pension problem? This is a couple of years ago. The then CFO said we were going to get hit with fines because Pacifica had really screwed it up. Is there any word on if we're going to be fined, and if so, how much?
No, not yet. We have avoided that so far because we did what the ERISA attorney recommended.
That's true. Nancy is telling the truth right now.
I always try to tell the truth.
I know what I mean. Factual. I meant factual.
Okay.
Not just right now, Nancy. He didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bill.
I meant factual. You are factual. Your statement is factual.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, there still might be fines later. We don't know because we haven't got it all straightened out yet. Until and all the past employees can access their funds, you know, we're at risk. Even if we put the money aside for them, I'm not ever sure that's complete, but I think it's mostly at least. But if they can't access their funds, there might still be penalties. I don't know. I haven't
heard anything. Well, that's kind of what I said. So far, we have avoided it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
We haven't had any fines levied on us at this point.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Our lawyers have been in touch with the Department of Labor people and our unions and our administrative committee. And, you know, I mean, so far we are, you know, doing what is recommended to avoid any fines. But, you know, they could in the end, give us a fine for having been out of compliance to begin with. But so far, they have not.
Okay. Eileen wrote one additional comment, and that's that this has been gone through pretty carefully and that she doesn't believe that there are any big surprises left. So that would be the final comment there. Is there anybody who's interested in speaking to this subject? All right. Hearing nobody else. The next item up is item 7, which is the NEDA ICFO discussion. There's been kind of a flurry of emails. I participated in the freakout, which I have to apologize for. I saw an email from Anita Sins, which just absolutely lit my hair on fire, and I just I fired off some stuff without deeply looking at the rest of the chain, and
I apologize for that. I reacted instead of thinking my way through it. What she was reacting to was another email in which could be misinterpreted as, Pacifica, like dismissing Nita and, Tamara. And anyway, it was just, none of that stuff actually happened. This has been discussed, with both of them directly, and, both of them are on and active at this time, at least through the remainder of this month. That's the current situation. Now, having said that, they do need to get paid, and there's the amount owing at this juncture is approaching six figures. So we're going to need to prioritize that, that expense if we want to keep these people. It would also be helpful if we could work together as an organization to develop a sustainability plan, which is why I wanted to talk a little bit about that tonight. We need to instill a little bit of confidence, particularly in Netta, that, we're going to be a going concern, because it's pointless for them to provide services to us if we can't pay our bills. So we really need to focus and crack down and think about the future of this organization and its ability to pay. And that will, that'll determine how long we're able to keep our vendors. But at least for the moment, they're still on board. So,
this is James with a question.
Yeah, sure. Nick as well.
Okay, James, hold on a second. Just let me finish up. Okay, I'm almost done
sure.
here. The other thing that I wanted to say is that if we have them for a fairly limited amount of time, it would be good to have them focusing on stuff that's like really crucial. For example, handing off information to the auditors so that we can get our audit done. Now, paying for the audit is a completely separate item, but it's a less significant item. It's about one third of the amount that we owe Netta, and we don't actually owe it until it's complete, is my understanding. So, it's not past due at this juncture, unlike some of the Netta bills. So, I think that's the other thing that we need to do is focus on really high priority stuff that we want Netta to accomplish, and that brings in the discussion to the email that was sent out earlier by Don Goldmacher. So, was it Nick and James? Nick on the stack? I can't recall already.
Yeah.
Who was first? I'm sorry.
James was first.
James is first. Okay, go ahead, James.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I heard you mention that someone was there. You said that there have been discussions with Netta about their status in reaction to the Sims email, and I think you mentioned one other organization. I didn't catch that. So my question is, who is discussing this with them?
Oh, I when I said discussions, I meant that I picked it up. I just emailed them directly is what I meant to say. I'm sorry about that if I was misunderstood. I just basically asked the question, what's going on? where are you guys at? What's your situation? And they answered. They were very polite about it. They said, no, none of that stuff is true. Nobody's asked us to leave. Nobody has given us walking papers. And we want to stay, but I know that they have past due bills, and I didn't interrogate either of them. I didn't feel it was my place to deal, I don't deal with vendor relations at all. I was just curious as to whether the rumors were actually true. And so, I'm reporting that they're not. I know that I believe. Oh wait, there is one thing I can say though. I believe that Tamara's contract is up at the end of the month, so we should probably issue some sort of a statement as the NFC. I certainly value her, and it would be good for her to know that if everybody else here feels that way. So, and I can explain that comment further. A little bit further, but I don't want to get too far off in the weeds. James, did I interrupt you, or were you done with your comment?
No, it was just a question as to who's steering the ship.
Okay, yeah. And actually, part of what's going on right now is that they are a little bit confused by all that. You know, there's been quite a bit of chaos in the organization over the last month, and, you know, they don't know, they kind of don't know who is steering the ship. You know, they have their own assumptions from day to day, but it does, you know, outcomes of court cases and all kinds of stuff give indication to them, and they, you know, they're just continuing to do their work, though. That's the main point. You know, whatever instructions they've been given, they continue to work on. So at this juncture, they're just trying to get their way through crunching the numbers, creating financial reports, getting information to the auditors, and yeah, that's where it stands right now.
If I may ask a follow-up question.
Sure. Go ahead. I'm not sure if I can answer it, but I'll try.
I appreciate that. I think you may know the answer. Someone else may.
Okay.
Do we have an at-will arrangement with them, or do we have a term contract, a contract for a term? What is the nature of our arrangement with them?
Point of order.
With Netta?
Point of order. I don't think we should be talking about contract specifics in an open meeting. I don't know if anybody would care about this particular thing, but in general, we shouldn't be talking about contracts.
I actually don't know the answer to that question, by the way, James. So I wouldn't be able to supply an answer to that. It's certainly a question I can ask, though.
Okay.
Nancy.
And I will. Okay, Nancy. Go. Oh, I'm sorry. Nick was next on the stack.
I agree with Bill. Yeah, I agree with Bill.
I'm sorry.
I agree with Bill.
Okay.
It's confidential.
Okay.
Answer that should be
okay.
A question.
Okay. We'll discuss this privately then. Nick, go ahead.
So I understand that there are some matters that are private, but it would be, I think, helpful to me and other members of the committee to know just some basic things, such as as it pertains to Netta providing the role of CFO services. I understand they're providing the role of additional administrative report as it relates to payroll. They've expanded their role, I think, in providing business management services to WBAI and WPFW. It's just unclear based on what they're providing for Pacifica on the one hand, and then on the other hand, who or what entity within Pacifica is deciding not to pay them their amount due such that they're considering not continuing to work for us? Because if they aren't going to provide these services because of lack of payment, well, someone or some other entity is still going to have to provide the services. You cannot function without an internal accounting function, and if that is gone, what will replace it? And so I would love to have some kind of explanation of the scope of work, the services provided, the decision making of not paying them, and then what's the plan if they aren't continued on as a vendor for them?
I think those are all excellent questions, Nick, and I wish I could be the person to provide answers to those questions, but that line of inquiry has not been one that I've discussed with anyone or asked about. So I would definitely like to know that too. If anybody else has any idea about any of those issues, that would be lovely.
Sure, I can render an opinion, Mansoor.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Okay, it's PNB.
Nancy to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, yeah, maybe we could go into executive session to, you know, discuss this stuff when we
you know, when we can gather the answers for people.
Okay. If there are people here that feel that they have sufficient information to merit that, I have no problem with that whatsoever. This is a bit unusual for the NFC, because I've never actually done this before. But go ahead, Bill.
Well, Tamara has told the PNB. I don't remember if she spoke and told the NFC explicitly, or I think she did by email weeks ago, that the big concern has been that we're getting further behind, not just paying NEDA, but also we still owe money to Rogers for the audit and money to Primark for pension administration and a number of other contract services. And the reason is because the money's been used to cover WBI payroll, because we have a legal obligation when they don't have enough money for payroll, the Pacifica has to pay that. And so the only money that's essentially been available has been central services. And there's some money that came from the affiliate program, and maybe a little bit, you know, here and there from other places. But that's why we're been getting behind, and that's what Tamara told us, I think, in August and again in September.
Nancy September. To the
James to the stack.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Nancy.
I got you,
James. No, James, go ahead. James, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to suggest that we schedule an executive session to at least propose the questions, even if we don't have the answers. But to get whatever answers we could possibly have, partial though they may be. And I would also like to make a comment about Bill's last remark about diverting funds for WBAI payroll. It's my understanding that WBAI, while they have not made payroll 8 times, as we've been told so often over the past year, that within a couple of days or at the most a couple of weeks, we've paid that money back. So that wouldn't explain any large inability to pay all of these vendors, because WBAI has made good on its payroll within a very short period of time after missing it, and as has been done often.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you, James. Bill, was there anybody else? Go ahead, Nancy. Yeah, Bill, I'll put you next after Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my understanding of that BAI would pay back what they owed. The problem is right now, Pacifica itself and the other stations are not in a position to loan money to BAI. And so there's, you know, BAI is not the only place in Pacifica that's having problems. I mean, they used to be able to help BAI out until BAI could, after they had a fund drive, pay it back. But now it's all exacerbated because the fund drive at BAI was cut off, and the money that they were going to pay Pacifica back with, which they could have used to pay NEDA right away, was interrupted.
Oops.
Have they resumed fund drive?
Me?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, I remember Tamara did send an email to the NFC. I believe it was in September. I'm looking for it now. I can't find it right now. Saying that WBI has repaid part of the money, but there's still a lot that they haven't. And so it's quite a bit. And then also they only paid 1 month of central services in the last year. So we've had to use central services from other stations to cover the shortfalls. And
James,
there was also some health insurance that was not all completely repaid either, that was used to cover WBI employees. I'll keep looking, see if I can find that.
Okay, go ahead, James.
Back to the stack.
And Nick as well.
Hold on. I'm going to have to write this down. I'm going to lose track. So that's James, Nancy, Nick. Okay, go ahead. We still have plenty of time on this item, so go ahead. James?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was first. These are the talking points of the group that, and even from one of the people who actually came to WBAI in that early morning raid to disconnect us and cause so much damage to our fundraising and to the ongoing operation of Pacifica as a whole because of the lack of those funds that now, because we don't have our bank accounts, we don't have our email, all of that was disabled. We're having to painstakingly try to put it back together. We've lost half of our BAI buddies, all because of this rash action by the member here who was actually a part of it. And he's repeating the talking points that they used to justify it. And one of them is, we only made one central service payment this year. My information is that we made five. And I think that that is, has been clearly demonstrated with receipts and copies of checks and emails to the national office by our general manager. And it's no longer a matter of question, but the member here keeps repeating it like a politician over and over again. Repeat it often enough and people will start to believe it, and it's just not true.
Okay, James, thank you. Incidentally, for the record, just as an aside, I've asked our ICFO and I guess just our ICFO about this many times, and she has also repeated that claim, and I haven't seen the contravening evidence that James has mentioned, so I'd appreciate it if he could forward it to me. I will have a look at it because
I
don't
Phil,
want to
I found
be
the email.
Misinformed. Which email? I'm sorry. Oh, the Tamara email?
Yes. It was sent on October 3rd to the National Finance Committee.
Hold on, Bill. Well, I'd rather put you back on the stack if you don't mind, Bill.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, so I just wanted to address the point about past due amounts by WBAI. I believe that's true, but it's not. They're not the only ones that have past due central services. And I think right now we're kind of at the point where we're trying to get a handle on what all the numbers are. There have been so many changes of people, accountants and EDs and GMs, and you know, so we're to try to piece all this information back together again with respect to what's in the audits. Where did that information come from? You know, what information is available on other stations in the audits? To pick and choose that just WBAI is having a problem is really one of the points that was used, as James mentioned, to justify the actions. Just like the board being at a deadlock was justified the action to be taken without notifying the PNB. The PNB was deadlocked on a different issue, not on this issue, not on the issue of what to do about BAI. The BAI thing was not even on the radar. Everyone was concentrating on how we're going to solve the issue of repaying the loan. And no one was really focused on what the issues were at WBAI to the extent that we were worried about the loan problem. It did come up, but not to the extent that has been claimed, so that the PNB was ignoring it and not doing anything about it. The PNB had not even been given that option as a possible solution, and had not even been explained how with numbers how dire the situation was. So,
okay, thank you, Nancy. Nick, we only have 3 minutes left on this item,
okay.
So I'd appreciate it if you could keep your comment short.
I'll just be brief. I just think the essential role of the Finance Committee is to advise the PNB how to run the organization financially, right? So we need to pay our accounting vendor what we owe. We need to see the status of where they are in the audit prep work so we can get a 2018 audit. And so that can be used to be able to get interim financials for 2019 so we can apply for a grant and other financials. Yeah.
I agree. I would feel utterly lost without them. So, yeah, I'm going to ask you guys to do something at the end of this discussion.
Fred for the stack.
This is James. James for the stack.
Am I still on the stack?
Fred for the stack.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
This is what we should be doing as a finance committee of getting to the root of these two or three essential questions. And advising the PNB of what to do. I think all the other stuff is secondary to those two issues at the moment.
Yeah, I agree, Nick. I don't think we should be litigating the past at this point. We really have to focus on what is actually hurting right now and do something about it. And I understand, you know, that that the situation at BAI has been exacerbated and it's difficult right now. But we have to, as an organization, work our way through this. So. James, there's really only 1 minute left on this, and Bill was trying to find the email from Tamara, and
I can be very brief.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just spoke to Bertol Reimers, our general manager. He'll be sending you forthwith the email trail about the central services payments that were made. So hopefully he'll get them to you before the end of the meeting, and perhaps we could then share them.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Can
I appreciate
that. Fred?
Can you send up the PNB?
He's going to send it to the National Finance Committee, which would be Chris.
Okay. Yeah. And it'll circulate amongst y'all.
Can we extend for 5 minutes? Can we extend this item for five minutes, please?
Sure. We can extend for 5 minutes. Sure. Is there any objections to extending this item for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we'll carry this on. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I object. I think that we shouldn't be, you know, claiming things about the numbers until we know for sure what the numbers are.
Lyndon for the stack.
I have the numbers.
Sharon for the stack.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
For the stack.
Yep.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. The motion
yes,
to
sir.
Extend the
Go
time
ahead.
For an item
Take your point
is
of order.
Not debatable.
So we either need to extend time or we don't. We've had an objection to that, so let's have a roll call on this. Mr. Secretary, can you read the roll?
Mansoor, may I make a recommendation?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Okay. It'll take us 3 minutes to get the roll call, this and that, and if we can go okay with 5 minutes extension, we'll be done. It's just waste of time. To take the roll call. Thank you.
Okay. Can I withdraw my objection?
Okay. Nancy's withdrawn her objection. We can proceed if nobody else objects. Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Thank you. This is from an email that our CFO sent to the NFC on October 3rd. WBI has been unable to fully fund their payroll 8 times this fiscal year. National office and sometimes affiliates covered approximately 134,000 of payroll for WBAI. WBAI did make a payment of $48,600 to reimburse national office in August, but were right back to being unable to fund payroll in September. National office has also covered around $40,000 of health insurance for WBAI. WBAI has made only one central services payment in FY19, leaving the national office short $185,000 that should have gone towards vendor payments.
Okay,
so that's,
is that it, Bill?
And also, I know I've seen something from the GM at WBI who was claiming part all of a bequest that for the national office that he was crediting towards central service payments, and I believe that the national office just credited it towards past due. Central service payments. I don't guess it matters. The big issue is where's the cash coming from to pay for vendors, but we're so far behind. That's where the bequests have been, or part of the bequests has been.
Okay,
going.
Okay, Bill. Okay, thank you. We got your
request
point. Thank you. Sure, go ahead.
About
Arpa.
That email, this was on the 3rd of October this was sent?
Correct.
At what time?
Let's see, I'm looking at a thread. I believe it was 12:04. I think that was Pacific time. So that would have probably been PM. That would have been 9:04 your time, I believe.
I'm
oh, no, no, excuse me. Oh, sorry. That was a response. No, that was a reply from Chris.